It's Now Again. Welcome back to It's Now Again, the podcast where we explore mindfulness practices from a secular, evidence-based perspective. I'm your host, Jeremy West, and today we're going to explore the difference between two often confused terms, mindfulness and meditation. Both of these concepts are deeply connected, but they are not the same thing. So what's the difference? And how can we use both to lead a more mindful life? Let's start with mindfulness. Mindfulness is the act of paying attention to the present moment without judgment. It's about being fully engaged with whatever you're doing, whether that's eating, walking, working, or even simply breathing. It's an approach to life, a way of living that allows us to be more present and aware of our thoughts, emotions, and surroundings. In contrast, meditation is a specific practice. It's a tool we can use to train our mind to be more mindful. Think of it as a structured activity where we focus our attention, often on the breath, a mantra, or bodily sensations, with the goal of calming the mind and cultivating awareness. Meditation is often a formal practice with a set time and place, while mindfulness can happen anywhere, anytime. Imagine mindfulness as a lens you put on your day-to-day experiences. A filter that allows you to be present with whatever is happening. Meditation, on the other hand, is like a workout session for your brain that strengthens your ability to use that mindfulness lens more often and more effectively. To better understand this, let's look at an example. Say you're eating lunch. If you're practicing mindfulness, you're fully engaged in the experience of eating, savoring the flavors, feeling the texture of the food and noticing the sensations in your body as you eat. You're not scrolling through your phone, thinking about work, or rushing through the meal. You're simply present with the act of eating. This is mindfulness in action. Now, meditation would be the practice you might do before or after that lunch, where you sit down for a few minutes, close your eyes, and focus on your breath or a mantra. This meditation helps train your mind to be more present, which makes it easier to practice mindfulness when you're doing everyday activities like eating, walking, or working. One of the common misconceptions is that mindfulness is meditation, but mindfulness is more than just sitting still for a few minutes each day. It's a way of living. It's about being aware of each moment, even when life is busy or chaotic. And meditation is one way to cultivate that awareness. To illustrate this further, let's take a look at a story called The Lantern and the Path. There was once a traveler who set out on a long journey. The road ahead was dark, and the traveler was unsure of the way. Along the path, they found a lantern. The light from the lantern didn't illuminate the entire road, but it was enough to show the next few steps. The traveler realized that as long as they kept the lantern close, they could see the path in front of them and move forward, one step at a time. In this story, meditation is like that lantern. It's a tool that helps you see more clearly in moments of darkness or uncertainty. But the act of walking on the path, of moving forward step by step, that's mindfulness. It's the ongoing practice of being present in each moment, trusting that the light will guide you as you go. Now that we've explored the difference between mindfulness and meditation, let's talk about how you can bring both into your daily life. Number one, practice mindfulness in everyday activities. Mindfulness can be practiced at each moment during your day. Whether you're brushing your teeth, washing dishes, or driving, take a moment to focus on the experience. Pay attention to your senses, what you see, hear, feel, or taste in that moment. By bringing your awareness to these simple tasks, you're practicing mindfulness. Number two, incorporate meditation as a daily habit. Meditation is a great way to strengthen your mindfulness muscles. Start by setting aside even 1 minute a day and then moving towards 5 and 10 minutes for meditation. You don't need to sit in silence for hours. Just focus on your breath, notice when your mind wanders, and gently bring your attention back to your breath. An important thing to note here is that people think that they're failing at meditation when they notice that their mind has wandered. No, that's actually the success at meditation. Your mind will inevitably wander. Noticing that it has wandered and bringing it back to whatever you're paying attention to is what mindfulness meditation is all about. Over time, This practice will make it easier for you to be mindful throughout the rest of your day. Number three, shift from judging to observing. One of the most important aspects of mindfulness is non-judgment. This means observing your thoughts, emotions, and experiences without labeling them as good or bad. When you notice yourself reacting to something, take a breath and observe it without judgment. This shift from judging to observing is key to cultivating mindfulness. Number four, set an intention for mindfulness and meditation. If this is what you'd like to work on, you might make today's daily intention, how many more ways can I continue to bring mindfulness into my everyday moments even more? This intention will help you focus on staying present throughout your day, whether you're meditating or simply being mindful in your daily activities. By integrating both mindfulness and meditation into your life, you can cultivate a deeper sense of awareness and presence, helping you navigate life's challenges with more clarity and peace. Well, that's it for today's episode. I hope you've gained a clearer understanding of the difference between mindfulness and meditation and how to use both to lead a more fulfilling life. If you're interested in going deeper into your mindfulness practice or you need personalized guidance, I offer one-on-one coaching sessions where we can explore these topics together. Visit jeremywest.net for more information. You can also check out my It's Now Again app, where you'll find a growing library of mindfulness practices, including guided meditations to support your journey of mindfulness and self-awareness. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, share it with others who might benefit, and rate the podcast. Your support helps us reach more people and continue exploring these important topics together. Until next time, keep practicing, keep growing, and remember, it's now again.